Radio Adventure.
Rick Adams is on.
Thank you. I'm on. Good evening. Hey, good evening, everyone. Thank you once again for listening, for staying with us tonight. A very good show ahead. Don't you dare turn that volume down. And don't you dare turn away, because as you know, there's always something new to be learned here on Rick Adams Uncensored. That's the program, the Paul Revere of talk radio. And among other things tonight, we're talking about the new Ron Paul film that is out. It's around this week. It's being debuted here in Providence tonight and in other cities across America. We'll talk about that, I think, in the second hour. In the first hour, though, Ted Pike had called me and told me about the impending situation regarding at least four or five bills that now are adorning the legislature in Congress, the committees that are representing some full-scale attacks on our freedom. Not only the hate crimes bill, David Raymond, I believe, nicknamed that, the bill that would make it illegal to engage in hate speech and link it to criminal activity. There are other bills as well. I think there's four other bills. The ENDA bill is one that we've talked about, too, ENDA, and that is concerning employment discrimination based on race, gender, sexual proclivity. That means homosexuality and so on and so forth. And then there are other bills, including one that will, I think it's H.R. 1966. That's the bill that we've talked about concerning homegrown terrorism and the like. So when we get Ted Pike on the phones, hopefully he will be available momentarily. We'll happily talk to him about that, because it is basically in the midst of a distraction from this debate on health care reform, as it's called, that the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, and the like are beginning to, indeed, they are beginning to introduce a whole slew of legislation now, hoping that any one of them, if not most of them, will pass. I think it's a safe bet to suggest that not all will pass, and certainly that is not what they expect, that all will pass. But some will, and eventually pass, as you know. The hate crimes bill, the hate speech hate crimes bill, has been one that they have concentrated on now for some time. And every year it does wind up being killed. So, in any event, that's something that we will talk about as soon as we can reach Ted Pike and the like. Also, there are a number of other news stories going on. Obama going to the UN to address the United Nations, or should I say the disunited nations. And once again, you know, people who listen to me know. I think they instinctively know that what we have in America today is a three-ring circus. All of it is a deception and a mirage. You can be sure that it's not real. We'll be back with more of Rick Adams Uncensored, only here at RepublicBroadcasting.com.
Today, we're all going to learn a new term. It's only two words. Now listen closely. Can all of you say constructive fraud?
Constructive fraud!
Ted Pike on the line. Ted has put out an urgent email alert from truthtellers.org in which he says that this month, while millions of concerned and angry Americans protest the socialist health care, the elements of a working hate crimes bureaucracy are being set in place. Virtually all of the evangelical watchdog organizations are riding the tsunami of health care protests, hoping to destroy the Democratic majority in Congress at midterm elections. And yet they are largely silent about a number of bills and how we can effectively stop them, these bills that have been introduced alongside the hate crimes, hate speech bill. And with us now is Ted Pike. Hello, Ted.
Hello, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Fine. I'm glad we finally got a hold of you. We had a little phone trouble there, but here you are.
Yeah, I think the phones are out here in our area or something. My landline isn't working, so our people will have to bear with me on my cell phone.
Right. That's fine. Actually, it sounds a little better than you sometimes sound on the landline. So that's
really? Well, that's good.
All right. Be that as it may, now you say in your emergency e-alert that there are a number of bills, several bills, that we need to be concerned about now that constitute some sort of onslaught, I guess you would say, at this diversionary time. Is that right?
That's right. We have a total of 5 federal hate bills coming through right now. As most of our listeners are aware, the federal hate crimes bill, the Local Law Enforcement Act, was passed by the House and the Senate and is moving forward through conference toward eventual signing by President Obama. But right now, as you mentioned, while the religious right, the conservatives are all distracted with health care reform, there are 4 more very dangerous bills which are moving forward. In fact, ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, is going to be considered tomorrow morning in the House Judiciary Subcommittee on Crime.
And that bill is nothing new. We've talked about that before. It's known as in the House as H.R. 3017.
Yes, very quickly, ENDA is the Anti-Defamation League's workplace hate crimes law. Basically, what it does is it piggybacks upon the 1964 Civil Rights Act and says that any employer who refuses to hire a qualified homosexual in his business, that is an employer of 15 employees or more, refuses to hire a homosexual, it is a federal hate crime. If the homosexual is his employee and he terminates them for any reasons having to do with his sexual orientation, that again is a federal hate crime. And the penalty for this kind of thing can be up to a year in prison and large fines.
So it's not just a violation now. It's not just a violation of, federal statute as it used to be known. But now it's actually ascended to an actual crime of hate.
Well, that's what it is. It's a bias motivated crime. And our justice system, which is, of course, is dominated by the ADL, elevates any kind of bias motivated crime into some kind of a hate crime. That's what they basically say. ADL teaches that bias, prejudice, and so on are very, very bad, and anybody who commits a hate crime against members of federally protected groups, such as Jews, Muslims, Blacks, Latinos, it should be triple punishment. It's a triple-tier punishment on the federal level, and certainly in state hate laws, which ADL has masterminded, it's just almost always 3 levels higher punishment. What this means, of course, is that the government, both on the state and federal level, view the rights and the privileges of homosexuals 3 times more than they do the average citizen. And, of course, this is in violation of the 14th Amendment, which forbids the government to ever elevate the rights and privileges of one group above the others.
And now let me set this record straight about the definitions in this legislation, whether it be ENDA or the hate crimes bill or any of the others that deal with minorities and protected, so-called minorities, protected groups of people. Christians are not mentioned. Christians are not a protected class. Is that what they're saying?
Absolutely not. Both on the state level and the federal level, if a Christian, a heterosexual male, is the victim of a blatant hate crime or blatant bias crime. For example, if you have a woman employer and she blatantly discriminates you against you as a male and actually fires you because she doesn't like men, you will call in vain to your local district attorney or the federal bureaucracy for any kind of recourse and help in getting any kind of satisfaction out of your claim of discrimination. But under ENDA, if you are a homosexual or a one of 547 different paraphilias or sexual perversions, and you claim that you are the victim of a bias-motivated firing or a refusal to fire, then the federal agents, the FBI, the justice system, local DA, the police will come running to your aid because you are considered three times more important than the rest of society.
Now, we've seen cases, I don't know how many cases now, in the last several years where white people, men particularly, have been beaten. Some of them have been killed because of, perhaps you could say quite clearly, a racial motivation. And none of these cases then would be eligible to be pursued, you're saying, by the attorneys general.
No, of course not. And Eric Holder said this very, very flat. I've repeated mm-hmm. this many times on the airwaves this spring and summer,
mm-hmm.
that come to truthtellers.org, our website, and you'll see a video there, a 10-minute video in which we have clips of the attorney general stating flat out that whites, Christians, policemen, ministers, members of the armed forces will receive no federal protection under the federal hate crimes bill. And of course, this radiates out to all these other bills.
Right.
The term sexual orientation, which is given in each one of these four bills we'll be discussing tonight, all basically exclude any heterosexuals, any members of basically the majority of American society. They are special protection laws for special groups, which Holder claims have been the historic victims of persecution and bias and discrimination.
Which makes them then illegal. This exemption then is in violation of the legal precedent under the 14th Amendment cases.
Absolutely. This, not only that, but all of these laws generously violate the whole spirit of the American experience.
Mm-hmm.
We are dedicated to liberty and justice for all, which means equality under the law. Equality as a citizen under the natural laws of nature and equality under the justice system. And yet these laws, all of them, are in blatant violation of that. In fact, they are codifying now what has been a presumed circumstance in Canada and other countries that the government, the hate crimes Gestapos, will not give satisfaction to victims of hate crimes who are whites and males and straights and people like that. It's been just kind of a tacit, an understood exemption that most people in society don't have protection under the hate laws of these countries. And it hasn't been codified into law in countries like Canada. But here in the United States, we're marching forward, and we are codifying. We are putting it in no uncertain terms. In fact, ENDA is more specific than any other hate bill we've seen in saying, forget about any kind of special protection for the American citizen. This bill is about adding homosexuals onto the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Which of course did include women, blacks, Hispanics, and so on with special rights. But this is going further. This is blatant, in-your-face discrimination against the vast majority of American citizens.
Yes, indeed it is. And it's amazing all of this is going on while all of this talk and clamor is about equality under the law. And that's
yes.
the most amusing part. But again, I don't expect any honesty and integrity. I think that what we need is to have legal people who are on our side, that is the side of righteousness and the Constitution, to now begin to mount challenges to all of this. And it's amazing that it hasn't been done yet.
Yeah. Well, the thing about hate laws of any kind is once they get their talons into society, they are extremely difficult to extricate. And like Roe versus Wade, we are going to have to really make one more big avalanche of protests, literally beginning tomorrow morning, to the House Judiciary Committee protesting these bills because they're coming through fast and furious now. I talked to the spokeswoman for the House Judiciary Committee, And I could tell in her voice, she was a Democrat. I talked to her before, and I found her dishonest. But I could tell she was relishing the fact that these bills were coming through. Three of them are slated for discussion or hearings just in the next week now. And yet the religious conservative right seems quite oblivious. It is true that a number of religious right websites do have obligatory small articles on their action page about INDA. But there are at least three other bills here that are just as dangerous as INDA and are barreling through. And so before the program is over today, we'll have to give those toll-free numbers and get people launching again a massive call.
Okay, all right, Ted. We'll come back to you in 3 minutes, and we'll continue to mention the list of bills here to be vigilantly opposed to and to begin the work starting tomorrow morning. Rick Adams, stay tuned.
Right, if you want to know the truth, I don't much care for the time I was born into. It seems people aren't dying fast enough these days. They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the earth.
And we're back now with Ted Pike, and you can go right to the website if you are a new listener, don't know about the work that he is doing. It's www.truthtellers.org, the National Prayer Network, and this is an email alert. All right, Ted, so you mentioned the ENDA Act, H.R. 3017, in the Senate. It's 1584, and that's the Employment Non-Discrimination Act sponsored by the ADL. Then we have other pieces of legislation, one directly affecting what they call cyberbullying.
Yeah. You know, for about the last couple of years, the Anti-Defamation League has been preparing the public for their cyberbullying bill, which is now moving forward in the judiciary just this month. In the next week, I believe there's going to be a hearing. And what ADL wants to do is get control of the Internet. And it's creating this false issue, or at least exaggerating the issue, saying that our young people in America are being terribly victimized, harassed, and intimidated by messages, threats, innuendos that are coming
by the
over
ADL.
through cyberspace. And ADL is coming in as the champion and defender of our young people, wanting to protect them from all of this viciousness and all of this hate. Now, this cyberbullying bill basically is, another vicious thought crimes bill. But what it says is if anyone even intends through any statement over a phone line, over a talk show, across the Internet, and so on, texting messages, et cetera, if anyone even intends to cause, quote-unquote, substantial emotional distress in a homosexual or a homosexual student, to the point that that person has become, let's say, convicted for sin because of the statements of Christian students or preachers or whatever, then ADL says that the very intent will become a federal hate crime. It won't even matter if that homosexual even heard that statement or was distressed by it. The fact that you intended to do that could land you in prison. And so this is extremely dangerous legislation. In fact, it's very similar to the Canadian hate law, Internet hate law, Section 13 in Canada, which says if any statement that you make or publish is even likely to cause hatred or contempt of a member of a federally protected group, then you become a federal hate criminal with a base fine of at least $5,000.
But hasn't that Section 13 of the Canadian law been struck down?
No. Well, actually, it may be severely damaged. As I mentioned in a previous e-alert a week or two ago, mm-hmm. the top director or hearings officer of the federal hate crimes tribunal system. His name is Athanasios Hadjian. He's the top man in the Canadian hate law tribunal systems. And he has surprised everybody by rebelling against the Jewish Anti-Defamation League in Canada and actually saying that Section 13.1 could not be enforced under the Canadian Constitution. And this created a tremendous uproar among the supporters and the originators of the hate crimes bill in Canada, which, of course, is the Canadian Jewish Congress and B'nai B'rith Canada. And to have one of their own, after literally 15 years or so, giving the kind of decisions against freedom, suddenly to turn around and turn on the ADL and basically say it's unconstitutional has severely damaged the hate law in Canada.
Right. So that's exactly what they wish to try to impose through this type of legislation here in America.
Well, absolutely. In fact, in Canada, I think Hajian's response was largely a result of the groundswell of anger against the federal hate laws in Canada. And the intellectuals, the media, newspapers, radio, and so on, they're getting fed up with these hate crimes tribunal systems. And I believe that Hajian's decision was a reflection of that. Paradoxically, you see, Canadians are wanting to get rid of this hate crime system, which has oppressed them for the last 40 years, while America now, under the Liberals in Congress, are wanting to take us in to the very system that the Canadians have found so oppressive.
All right. So that's just two pieces of legislation that we've really talked about of the five pieces that are in Congress, and I know we have the break that's coming up soon. Then we'll just mention before the return from the break, there is the Safe Schools Improvement Act of 2009, which is H.R. 2262, and we'll get into that more heavily when we return. But you might want to just mention now what that entails briefly.
Yes, briefly, this is an ADL bill to outlaw criticism of homosexuality in public schools, especially to the extent that criticism might cause some homosexual students to be adversely affected and not participate in some school function. If a kid is criticized for homosexuality by a fellow student and he feels remorse about it or conviction for sin and he can't attend a concert or a football game, then ADL says it's time for the federal agents to come in and indict that student.
Okay, we'll be right back with more of that discussion.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
Hey, fellow cattle, here we are back again. We're talking now about this other piece of legislation in the halls of the Congress, Safe Schools Improvement Act, and you were saying, Ted, that this bill outlaws criticism of homosexuality in public schools to the extent that such a criticism would adversely affect the ability of homosexual students to be involved in certain activities or programs.
Yes.
My, that's quite a mouthful.
Yes, it defines persistent or persuasive criticism of homosexuals in schools as bullying and harassment.
Mm-hmm.
And it would also require school programs to, quote, teach students about the consequences of bullying and harassment and prevent public disapproval of homosexuality. Also, it says that it will include instructions for parents and students of how to intervene when they hear any criticism of homosexuality in the classroom or on the schoolyard or whatever, and the government will provide what they call grievance procedures for students and parents in order to register their complaints regarding this prohibited conduct. And incredibly, I say in my latest e-alert that this bill defines persistent or pervasive criticism of homosexuality as violence. And here again we see the government beginning to want to equate Christian conservative criticism of homosexuality or Christian values as ingenuine engendering violence and engendering violent hate crimes. And so they're making any kind of criticism of the gay lifestyle into some form of domestic terrorism or violence or whatever, upping the ante, wanting new federal restrictions against Christian conservatives.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, again, that speaks for itself, the fact that these people have redefined the roles of our society today. You know, it wasn't just too many years ago, Ted, that you know that even to mention the subject of homosexuality in a classroom was almost a punishable offense itself. I mean, it was considered to be mind abuse of the children by a teacher. If a teacher started to talk about such things,
yes.
Either way, just to even inject it, it was considered totally verboten. Now what we have, because of the ADL and the Talmudic assault on morality through sodomy and everything else that they can encourage to destroy our Christian foundations, now Christians can be held liable. See, I was saying this years ago when we went before our legislatures and we opposed the homosexual rights bill, simply because we knew what would follow it. And all of the homosexuals said, no, we don't want anything but just recognition. All we want is our rights to be gay and not be discriminated against, not be harassed, blah, blah, blah. Well, then the next step, of course, was repeal of all of the sodomy laws, all of the laws that had to do with protecting the sanctity of the family. And then guess what came next? Homosexual marriage. But they had just said that they never wanted those things. All they wanted was just to be left alone. And now we see this on the federal level, which is totally in violation of the 10th Amendment to the Constitution. They inject themselves into education. And here they are, not just injecting themselves in the schools, but now threatening litigation. So this has come really, a full circle, this whole argument. And now they're in the driver's seat. And we're the passengers.
Yeah, right. And we have to remember, this is federal legislation. This is not a local ordinance, a city ordinance, even a state ordinance. This is a federal crime, a federal bias or hate crime in which you're bringing in the U.S. Justice Department, FBI, investigative powers, putting pressure especially on the local DA and police to take action.
They need to be bothered by that sort of nonsense, you know?
Yeah, who are the hate criminals here? Who are the hate criminals? The hate criminals are 12-year-old, 14-year-old children of Christian families who do nothing more than express themselves against homosexuality in a persistent or pervasive way, which means if you repeat yourself once or twice a week over a school term that this is wrong, you become a federal hate criminal, and what your words amount to, according to this law or this bill, is violence. You are now a violent, biased criminal, according to the federal government. This is unprecedented, for, as you say, to violate the 10th Amendment, for the federal government now to come down into the classroom, the grade school, the high school classroom, and enforce this hate crime Gestapo program.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's another piece of horrendous legislation, the Safe Schools Improvement Act. Then we go from there to which other bills now that we need to know about?
The fourth one coming through the House Judiciary very quickly is the National Hate Crimes Hotline Act of 2009, which is H.R. 2684. Now, this is the ADL's attempt to put itself literally in the driver's seat in control of a burgeoning hate crimes bureaucracy and Gestapo, a command center in Washington, D.C. This was introduced by Representative Steve Israel, and it wants to establish a hate crime hotline, a website, information center, hate crimes database in Washington, D.C. It'll authorize even more training and education to law enforcement than the ADL already massively exerts. It will encourage the prevention of hate crimes in America through such ADL-assisted education as against homophobia and domestic terrorism and anti-Semitism and so forth. Now, at the first stages of this five-year introductory plan, they're going to ADL wants several organizations with a track record and background in hate crimes theory and enforcement and so on to run this organization. It'll cost about $2.75 million a year. And undoubtedly, the ADL, as well as the Southern Poverty Law Center, will be the chief candidates to run this burgeoning hate crimes command center. But after 3 years, ADL specifies this bill that will be basically turned over to the ADL as the preeminent hate crimes enforcement and ideology teacher for the nation. And, of course, that will put – you see, what the ADL wants to do is it wants to get federal sanction. It wants the federal government to bless it and endorse it and set it up in Washington, D.C., under federal sanction, but it doesn't want to be under federal restrictions, federal controls, federal checks and balances in any way. It wants to get set up so as a Jewish organization in about 3 years, it can have the impression of being a federal institution. It's a lot like the Federal Reserve System. The Federal Reserve System gives the impression that it's a federal organization, but actually it's a Jewish organization of international bankers, you see.
Yes.
But it enjoys the preeminence and the luster of the Federal Reserve System or the federal hate crimes hotline system or whatever, you see. So
yes, I see that. Talk about a grab for power, all-out totalitarian control. I mean, this
is no
other group could get away with
that. What we have here, if the federal hate crimes bill is passed, which is the kind of the mothership for all these other bills, we really do have the makings of a workable, enforceable hate crime bureaucracy system established immediately this fall in the United States. And this is workable, it's enforceable according to the law. And what we cannot allow ourselves to think is that somehow at midterms, a year from now, even if these bills are passed, somehow these bills are going to lose their effect. Even if we had the most Christian and conservative president several years from now, the fact is with these laws in place, the government is obligated to enforce these laws until they are repealed by Congress.
And now there is no sunset provision in any of these bills, I would think.
No, and so this means that even if we got Ron Paul for president next time around, he would be very largely powerless to keep these laws from being enforced by the Justice Department and the government. So it is absolutely imperative that we bombard the House Judiciary and the Senate Judiciary, particularly the House Judiciary right now, with protests against this bill. And here's the toll-free number to the House Judiciary and to all members of the House and the Senate. I would say if you can only make three calls tomorrow morning, call your two members of the U.S. Senate and your House member and tell them, I'll tell you in just a second the message to give them, but here is the toll-free number, the very familiar toll-free number to the House and the Senate. It's 877-851-6437. Again, that's 877-851-6437. And the backup toll number is 202-225-3121. That's 202-225-3121. And here's what I suggest you tell your members of the Senate and the House, and it's this. I am angry that the Democrats are moving forward even more freedom-stealing hate crimes bills. I will vote against the senator or congressman who votes for hate and bias crime legislation. I am angry, I'll repeat that, I am angry that the Democrats are moving forward even more freedom-stealing hate crimes bills. I will vote against the senator or congressman who votes for hate and bias crimes legislation. Now, I would encourage people, if they've made those three calls and want to really do their part again in this last-ditch effort to save freedom, to call the crucial members again, of the House and Senate Judiciary Committees, and you can find the names of those members at truthtellers.org, right on our action page. We have those, both Democrat and Republican. Give them the same message. Call the judiciary members in the House and Senate saying, I am angry that the Democrats are moving forward even more freedom-stealing hate crimes bills, and will vote against the senator or congressman who votes for hate and bias crime legislation. Now, if anybody doesn't have a pencil or pen handy, just come to truthtellers.org. We have all this information and descriptions of these bills in our latest e-alert there.
Yeah, okay. And, again, the web address is truthtellers.org. And, of course, what we're saying tonight is some of it is very repetitive. We're going over some of the same bills, but now we've also added the bills that we've just mentioned tonight. That is another attack on us and our liberty. You know, we have so many different ways of seeing the attack come at us, whether it's Homeland Security and the head of that department, Napolitano, whether it's that, whether it's the Congress itself. We have the threat possibly from other agencies of government, of interference, of harassment. Then there's this question we're going to look into also, the FCC's consideration of net neutrality laws. And that's something I told you about being considered now. And so we you know, so much on the table. But I think for now, what we want to do is try to just concentrate on the all-out legislative assault. And that is in these five bills.
Well, absolutely. And now that we have at least four bills with new bill numbers and something, we just have to kind of simplify it and basically tell these members of the House and the Senate not to vote for any hate or bias crimes legislation that comes through. Now, people should be familiar with all these bills and be free to give the bill numbers and descriptions of these bills. In fact, a good number of members of Congress simply don't know that these bills are there. They don't know that their sinister intent is or their bill numbers. And so maybe it's up to us to educate them a bit in our phone calls. The main thing is let them know that we are continuing the town hall fight. We're broadening it, not just including health care reform. We're broadening it on even to include what I consider even more dangerous legislation, which is this raft of hate and bias legislation that is barreling through.
Yeah, all of it giving the federal government more power, more control over us, whether it's the health care bills, whether it's these bills, the cap and trade, no matter what it is, all of them are aimed, I think, at accomplishing the same nefarious purpose, and that's bad enough. So,
what I think is we may be witnessing the almost the equivalent of a revolution, Bolshevik revolution here, as these Marxist Democrats are banding together, absolutely impervious to the public will, and they are going to do as much damage as they possibly can. Even if they don't get elected again, they're dedicated to trashing our Constitution and our Republic and our rights and freedoms. You know, some communist regimes have come in, like Bela Kun came in, a Jewish Bolshevik came into Hungary in 1918 and just tore the country apart with pro-homosexual laws and socialist communist laws overthrowing the businesses and the government and the capitalist enterprise of Hungary. He just tore the country apart for a year. It's just like Pol Pot did in Cambodia, came in, terrible massacres and Marxist outrages until he was deposed. There is a demonic anarchy about communism and the communist revolutionary fervor, which is now being expressed and reflected, I believe, by the Democrats in Congress. And on the other hand, the tendency of evil is to go too far, to be immoderate. And I'm hoping that the people can begin to realize, take their eyes a little bit off the health care and start realizing that we are while we are distracted now, an even greater threat to our freedom of speech is going forward with very little opposition from the conservative right.
Right, indeed. Of course, you know, our good pals there at the ADL are working, you know, in other ways as well within each state, as we mentioned, The federal level is the latest threat. But I think we have these laws now, what, in just about 40-something states, is that right?
45
states, yeah. That's what I thought. So what they're doing now is working their way up. They're working their way up to the federal government and trying to make it a universal force of government control over the minds of people. Basically, it's thought control, punishable by imprisonment and fines. Ted, if you wish to hang on to the remainder of the hour, stay with me, and we'll be back after the break in just 3 minutes. Ted Pike is our guest, and I'm Rick Adams, uncensored, only here at RBN.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
Can man control his destiny? Can he change the shape of things to come?
Well, here we are. We're back again, and we're doing that. We're involving ourselves in this this excursion into the land of Nod, so to speak. And here we are in the land of Congress and the District of Criminals in D.C., and, you know, we have this onslaught coming, and I don't know if you know, Ted, what the mood is right now, given the sense of angst on the part of the American people. You seem to think that, as far as the majority is concerned, the Democrats are concerned, that they're not listening at all to what anybody is saying on any of these bills. Is that what you're saying, or you're saying that they will listen if they get enough feedback? What do you think?
Well, the only thing we can do is put as much pressure on them as possible. And with the popularity of the president, the popularity of the Democrats in Congress continuing to go down, we have to exaggerate that and exacerbate that through pressure upon them, letting them know we are never going to forgive or forget if they continue to vote for these bills. We're going to remember next November at the midterms we're going to vote them out. Now, that's the only thing we can do, is to put that kind of pressure on. I believe that that kind of pressure in the last days before hate bill passage in the Senate did result in the passage of the Brownback Amendment, putting some pretty strong free speech provisions there right within the bill. And but did you see Obama is taking a lot of hits as a result of the stimulus package, the threat of even more massive expenditures for hate care socialism and so on. And he'd have to be a fool, even as a Democrat, a liberal Democrat, he'd have to be a fool to throw away even more support from the American people. And we have to let all the Democrats, from the president all the way down, know that hate crimes legislation is hated by the American people. We don't want it. And the more pressure we put on them, the more likelihood that President Obama might even cancel the Department of Defense authorization bill, which has the hate bill attached to it next month. And I consider that hate bill nothing precious to him, nothing he really wants, and he can throw it over. And if the federal hate bill is destroyed, it will go a very, very long way to taking the momentum out of these other pieces of legislation.
Well, okay, then. That basically sums it up. And people can obviously access your website once again to get the download of all of these bills, see what we're talking about, and then begin the effort. Now, you say that you say people should be calling again, starting again in the morning. Is that what you say?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We need another howl of protest from the American people. I'm afraid people have been bruised by the passage of the hate bill this spring. But we've got to let them know we're still fighting mad. We're going to take revenge on them. We are going to oppose this kind of legislation from top to bottom. Oh, the president down to the House and Senate members know, especially the Democrats, that this is far from an issue which is dead and an issue is past. We're going to fight them every step of the way and make the Democrats pay the bloody price a year from now.
All right. Once again, the numbers to call, Ted.
Yes, the toll-free number is 877-851-6437. Again, that's 877-851-6437. And the toll number is 202-225-3121. That's 202-225-3121. And whether you're calling the members of the Senate or the House Judiciary Committee or your members of the House and the Senate...
All right. We're out of time, Ted. Thank you. We'll get back to you soon. Thanks again for coming on.